With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. The House on Wednesday is expected to vote on a resolution to censure Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib of Michigan for her comments on the Israel-Hamas war.
The House voted to advance the measure on Tuesday, marking the second time in a week that the chamber weighed on a resolution to penalize Tlaib, the only Palestinian American serving in Congress. While symbolic, censure measures carry little weight. There are no repercussions for the non-binding resolution following the vote, though it carries the stigma of being disciplined by a lawmaker's colleagues. The resolution is sponsored by GOP Representative Rich McCormick of Georgia. The House is dealing with a similar censure measure separately, sponsored by GOP Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, also from Georgia. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Meanwhile, a bipartisan pair of senators are set to introduce a resolution threatening a U.S. attack on Iran if the Islamic Republic intensifies its war against Israel. Bob Agnew reports.
The non-binding resolution drafted by Republican Senator Lindsey Graham and Democrat Richard Blumenthal warns of a U.S. attack in the event Iran intensifies the conflict by unleashing its proxy Hezbollah or by killing any U.S. forces in the region. There have been several attacks. The tough talk amounts to a bid at peace through strength. Graham telling CNN, quote, Israel is begging us to deter Iran. They don't want the war to widen. Blumenthal calls the resolution aggressive but necessary and says the key word here is deterrence. Bob Agnew reporting.
Polls will be closing on the East Coast on some important off-year elections. Virginia is deciding who will control both the state Senate and the House of Delegates as a test for Governor Glenn Youngkin. And Ohio is deciding whether to enshrine abortion in the state constitution. This is SRN News. Britain's state church moves closer to a split.
The indications are becoming increasingly stark. A group of 44 bishops has released a public statement to Church Times urging the Church of England to allow its clergymen to enter into gay marriages. Last month, another group of bishops issued a statement opposing plans by the church to bless same-sex civil unions. Clearly, the leadership of the denomination is of two minds about homosexuality, mirroring the attitudes of the British people. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The government of Namibia has rejected a treaty with the European Union for fear it would require the conservative African nation to embrace abortion and the LGBT agenda. Earlier this year, Namibia passed a bill barring the recognition of gay marriage anywhere in the country. In fact, several African countries are casting doubt on the EU treaty because of the issues of abortion and sexuality. This is SRN News. Stocks kept up the momentum with more gains.
Stocks ticked higher on Wall Street as markets continued to absorb the big swings that have shaken them in recent weeks. The S&P 500 rose 0.3% Tuesday. Gains in several big tech companies helped push the index higher, even though more stocks fell than rose. The Dow added 56 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 0.9%. The 10-year Treasury yield eased following its own sharp swings since the summer. The yield on the 10-year, which helps set mortgage rates, fell to 4.56%. Oil prices fell sharply, taking some of the pressure off of inflation. Benchmark U.S. crude fell back below $78 a barrel to where it was in July. Seth Sutel, New York.
President Biden will meet in Belvidere, Illinois with the head of the United Auto Workers Union. The two leaders on Thursday are expected to celebrate plans to reopen an auto factory that Stellantis wanted to close. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.